The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I also was the only person to pick the Indianapolis Colts. Kissed, you mentioned Matt Eberflus. I believed 34-31, the final score. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are frauds. It was an impressive performance by the Colts, riding the wave that they garnered off of the win against the Titans last week on Thursday Night Football. The Colts are a serious threat. I think that they are maybe, everyone looks at them and says, oh, definitely a playoff team. And I think a lot of people are so quick to crown the Titans as the AFC South champion, but Kissed, the Colts are lurking. Congratulate me. I'm all over the charcuterie board this week.
Yeah, you killed the charcuterie board. I did not. That's fair. I had a momentary lapse.
Who was your lone charcuterie board pick, Kiss? Because I know the answer.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I believe you picked a potato head as your lone charcuterie board.
Tell the truth. You don't have to be lying on this one, Kiss.
I'll tell you what, that game was lost when they came out with the game plan of we're going to run Adrian Peterson five times in the first eight or nine plays. Hey, brother, put it on Stafford, for the love of God. I'm no longer picking the Lions this year. I don't care what happens. All right, going back to this Green Bay Colts game, nobody wanted to win this game. It was like the Chargers were playing the Chargers. The Pack had a 28-14 lead at the half. The Colts were up and had to drive with something like five offensive penalties and had to punt when they could have put it away, leading to the game-tying drive by the Packers. And then MVS fumbles in OT, just a bizarre sequence of events all around for both sides. I mean, in the first half, the first drives were fumble Pack, fumble Colts. There were six turnovers total in this thing, four of them coming from the Pack. And the other weird thing, only 6 points off of those four turnovers for the Colts. Couple of thoughts. Phillip Rivers isn't washed. He's just a lunatic. He outplayed Rodgers, despite getting knocked out of this game briefly with an injury where Jacoby Brissett had to come in. Packers have had an issue punching back this year. As our friends at Acme Packing Company noted in their recap, it was good to see them face some adversity and not completely fold. I thought that was encouraging on their part. I don't think they're frauds, as RJ joked about. They put up serious numbers in the first half against this Colts defense, who have a great argument for best in the league. But that Colts defense then held down the fort in the second half, only allowing 3 points. Again, defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus should be another name being thrown around in the head coach hunt this season. Shout out Julian Blackman, rookie safety for the Colts. He's a baller, super fun to watch on film. Colts are a pretty good tier two team. And that's really nothing to sneeze at. And it's hard to talk about these teams, even like with the Steelers, who are 10-0. I think they're like one of the worst 10-0 football teams that I've seen. They're always playing down to their competition. They struggle with the Cowboys. That Jacksonville game wasn't nearly as dominant as the score would say. You put them kind of in the league with the Colts, but it's like Chiefs and then everybody else. And it's hard to talk about everybody else because it's, can you beat the Chiefs? I don't think the Colts can, but they're not that far off, I guess.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen that movie Sky High? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The superheroes. It's a high school about superheroes, right? Like you go to this high school to like learn superhero powers or whatever, and they sort you like kind of a la Harry Potter into heroes or sidekicks. And that's like, you know, and so you go down that path like the rest of your career. And to your point, Kiss, I think the Colts would be a sidekick because, you know, there's only one hero this season and it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Pete, were you impressed by the Colts? Are you worried about the Packers? How are you feeling?
Thank you for throwing it to me, RJ. We'd probably be a known Hufflepuff guy, right? If we're sorting in the Harry Potter world.
Maybe the meanest thing you've ever said to me. Wow.
I think
Cedric Diggory Nation, stand up.
I have a little bit of a hot take here. I think yes, there are teams out there who could use an Eberflus shot, but I'm not a big fan of the defensive head coach. This is 2020. I think you got to keep it with the offense, trying to push for my guy Eric Bieniemy. Packers Colts. You know, first we had bus gate, then we had logo gate. You know, there was a little bit of compliment gate in this. After the Packers beat the 49ers earlier in the season, Aaron Rodgers could be heard telling reporters that Fred Warner is the best linebacker in the league. Colts linebacker Darius Leonard supposedly did not like this. He finishes with six tackles, a pass defense, and a fumble recovery. This is a game to me that means a lot more, just my opinion, for the Colts than it does the Packers.
Sure.
I think the Packers are going to be there. But this was a game where Green Bay had a 28-14 lead. And then you have later in the game what is the Rodgers moment, like similar to Mahomes had, but you know, Mahomes finished the deal. But with that the Hail Mary type of pass to MVS. They get the tying field goal. It really felt like something that the Colts were going to blow, but they didn't. Squints got the 39-yard field goal, and the Colts walk off with the win. And to me, Phillip Rivers is in a good place in Indy because of the defense and what the defense means to the Indianapolis Colts. I felt like in San Diego, it was always up to Rivers to like save the day, miraculously will the team to victory. In Indy, he's got to take care of the football, orchestrate clean drives, get it into the hands of one of the six to 19 running backs they have, and you're good to go. The defense is that good. Yeah, the first half was bad. Loved the 3 points the entire second half. The defense also forced 3 fumbles and an interception. And to me, this is a formula that can work for the Indianapolis Colts. If you want to put the Chiefs and the Steelers 1A, 1B, I know people would disagree with that. Hard to argue. 10-0 for the Steelers. That's fine. The Colts are this very quiet and getting louder number three team that I think needs to be on your radar.
So I've got a fun stat. You mentioned like it's always on Rivers with the Chargers. This was a stat that I tweeted out a year ago. So from 1994 to 2019, down one score, last 2 minutes of the game, no quarterback has more attempts than Phillip Rivers. He has 255 throws in that last ditch scenario, 48 more attempts than any other quarterback in that span. He lived in that world for a long time, and it was pretty unfair to him. I agree. The scenery is totally different in Indianapolis.
Yeah, Pete, you talked about the logo gate between the Titans and the Ravens. The idea of that has sort of like remnants of the 06 Chargers with the lights out defense when the Patriots danced on the Chargers logo after the game. I don't think the Packers are frauds, to be clear. I've just been hurt in the past. And on Sunday night, seeing Jeff Heath almost make a game winning strip sack on an all world quarterback just kind of triggered some memories for me. So I apologize for that. I think the Packers are great. I think the Colts are great. I like this matchup in that building. I believe the last time in 2012, Andrew Luck had a game-winning touchdown at the end in that Bruce Arians year, which when Chuck Pagano was getting better. And so it's just, I feel like chaos ensues. You know, there's certain like lighting in Lucas Oil that makes everything go crazy.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.